You hear that? Can you hear it? It's the sound of the distance freeway. It's probably half a kilometre from me here at Gosford Quarries, where I'm still working but wrapping up this project. I work basically by myself, and does it get lonely? I suppose so. But I'm very good at doing alone, and I like to differentiate the difference between aloneness and loneliness. I can work very comfortably by myself. Although I do find after a couple of days of this that I tend to really enjoy when I connect with people again. Nothing better than having a very good conversation. But I don't actually miss people while I'm in the middle of it, because I'm normally fairly busy with the activity at hand, which is, in this case, working on this art project called Tank Stream, named after the stream that flowed through the early settlement that became Sydney. But today I've been, and for the last couple of weeks actually, I've been listening to an inordinate number of podcasts, and I've subscribed to another, I don't know, five or so podcasts that people have recommended to me. Hey, and if there's anybody out there who's got any podcasts that they think I might particularly be interested in, let me know. I'd be really curious to know what you're impassioned by. I'm a huge fan of Radiolab and 99% Invisible, The Memory Palace. There's many podcasts I listen to, along with many science ones. The Guardian does a good science podcast. And I've been going through a lot of audio boos as well, which I subscribe to the individual feeds of everybody. I use Downcast these days. I got rid of the podcasting app. I got so sick and tired of the Apple podcasting app. It was just a dog. When it was part of iTunes, it was actually pretty good. I didn't mind at all. I didn't even have a problem with the idea of having to sync it to my computer back in the days to get any of the audio across. But when they started messing with it and then turned it into its standalone app, they just completely broke it. So I went out and bought Downcast, and I really like Downcast. And as Yana mentioned, thank you, Yana. I even made a comment on your audio boo about this. She mentioned that you can comment directly from within the web browser in Downcast onto people's audio boos, which is something I've never realised. It's too lazy to ever bother to sign in to audio boo on Downcast in that sense. But yeah, I've been listening to a lot of audio boos, and it's good to hear all the usual suspects' voices. Documentally, Top Gold, Phil Sorrell, all the people I listen to, SM2N, JN2N, Amani Blog, and hear what you've been up to. Adrian, TurboStream, big world, big change in your life, isn't there, Tiger? So in a way, I haven't been too alone, because I've had all of you audio boo people nattering to me, and it's been good in a way. It's been good to hear what you've been up to. It's not quite the same as a full-on conversation, like what I'm doing with you right now is I'm talking to you individually and as a collective group, but I'm not getting any feedback from you. It's something that is one of the disadvantages of one-sided conversations, even if it does go backwards and forwards like some of the DMs I have with some people. You can make a few comments, you can ramble on for a few minutes, but it's not the same as the beautiful flow of sitting over a beer and having a conversation and tapping somebody on the shoulder and making points, and not quite the same, but it's pretty good. It's pretty damn good, especially when people bring up different topics to talk about. And and I've been just so deeply enmeshed in this project. I finished yesterday. I'm sort of like on my second last day now on this project. I finished yesterday, and I was wearing the face mask with a activated charcoal filter on it. You've got to do it, because I'm sort of sitting over the top of a thinners based paint, brushing it on, so I'm potentially sucking a lot of thinners in a day, and that's not healthy for anybody. I end up with this quite tight chest by the end of the day. It almost feels like emphysema until I realise that it's the actual breathing through the mask, through the filters, that causes this tightness in my chest, and sucking air through a filter for yesterday I was on site for 10 hours, so I probably was breathing through the mask for 7 or 8 hours. Breathing through a filter for that long, it's just exhausting. And it's a funny sort of exhaustion too. Also, I've spent a lot of time sitting on very thin cushions on this cold stone, which is where I'm sitting right now as I speak to you. And with my legs sort of scrunched up underneath me or leaning on an elbow and all these weird body positions. So I'm holding a lot of strain in unusual ways in my body, and I just get back from a day's work. And I can do it quite comfortably all the way. I jump in the car and I head off, lock the gates as I leave, because I'm the last to leave this place, about 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. And I get back to my accommodation and I'm just bone tired. And it's a weird sort of tiredness. It's like I'm struggling to get out of my own way. And I can't just rest. It's a funny sort of feeling. As even though I go to sleep early, you know, like around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then I get up at 6, 6:30. You know, it's a good solid night's sleep. It's enough sleep, but it's not enough regenerative rest. If I was to do this work for a couple of months, I dare say I would build the stamina, I would build the strength to deal with it. But at the moment, because it's only for a couple of weeks, I'm just not getting enough rest. And even though I might get enough sleep, my body hasn't had a chance to recover. And then I back up another day. So it's really quite exhausting. And it doesn't look exhausting. It's just fiddling with paint. It's not a difficult job, but it's a very easy job to screw up. And I think that's where a fair bit of the tension comes from. I've got to be careful how I handle the paint as I move over this bare stone so I don't splash any, because that would be a complete disaster if I dropped half a litre of paint onto this bare stone. It would be a real disaster. So I've got to be so super careful. And that, along with all these weird body positions and the mask, just makes the whole job quite exhausting. But it's been a good job, and I look forward to the fact that it's nearly wrapped up. I'm basically going to throw the last of the paint on today, and I'm going to peel some of the vinyl off that's been done, and I'll just have this one major piece left in the centre that I'll have to strip tomorrow, Friday, which is fine because it'll only take an hour or so to strip it. And then the job's done and dusted. Bit of a clean-up. Pack up, grab my tools, collect the paint, and get out of here. And that's going to be really good because it's been a long 6 weeks working here. Although it's been pretty damn good, so can't complain too much. But it's going to be very good to go home. So anyway, I'm sitting on about 9 minutes. One reason why I haven't gone back to paid subscription on Audio Boom is I like to actually keep myself restricted to my jabberings being under 10 minutes because I think that's a good thing. It keeps me a little bit more disciplined so I don't ramble too much. So now that I've clocked 9 minutes, I'll bid you farewell, and I might catch up with you tomorrow as I wrap this job up. Thanks, everybody. Catch you later. Bye-bye for now.